Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff that will help you there. It's all free, too. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You know, folks, I mentioned this in the previous, the first segment of the show, about Rotary. Today is the 106th anniversary of the Rotary Club, which became Rotary International. The larger organization is called Rotary International, but in your hometown, right there in your wherever you may be, there's a Rotary Club. It's made up of 20 to 120 individuals, men and women, who are your neighbors, who own businesses, who are business leaders, academic leaders, community leaders of all kinds, and they've joined a Rotary Club to become Rotarians, not to be a member of a Rotary Club, but to be Rotarians. Now I want to tell you what Paul Harris found. When Paul Harris, who was the founder of Rotary, he and three other men founded Rotary 106 years ago. The idea was to allow people to get together and to share their ideas and to benefit from camaraderie, from networking. Basically, he didn't call it networking in those days. Nobody really did, but he basically founded the idea of networking with the Rotary Club. But over the years, and by the way, I've been a Rotary, I've been a Rotarian for about 20 years now. I'm a past president of my club, and have held some district jobs, so I know a little bit about Rotary. And more important to me than the 106th anniversary is what Rotary has accomplished in the last 106 years. And I want to tell you a little bit about that, because I think Rotary deserves to be patted on the back a little bit. And hopefully it will cause you to become interested in Rotary, what it does, maybe even think about joining a Rotary Club. One of the things that Rotary has done has been to raise millions and millions and millions of dollars from their members and from others to do things like drill wells in places around the world where they don't have fresh water. There are countless thousands of children who were born with cleft palate and cleft lip who have been healed by doctors who've gone to those regions where they couldn't get medical care. Many other medical procedures have been conducted around the world on the Rotary ticket, on the Rotary through money that Rotary has raised. But there's another thing that's huge, and that's polio. Have you noticed that you don't hear much about polio anymore? You know, polio was the scourge of society for a big part of the 20th century, and President Roosevelt had polio, right? And every one of you knows someone who's been touched by polio, probably, if you're older than 35 or 40 years old. And so Rotary decided, the leaders of Rotary decided that Rotary would do its best to eradicate polio in the world. And they set about doing that, and over a period of a number of years, I'm going to say about 10 or so, Rotary basically eradicated polio in the Western Hemisphere. That's right. Because of the money that distributing the salt vaccine and other treatments, basically Rotary eradicated polio in the Western Hemisphere. But it didn't stop there. It went around the world trying to eradicate polio, and has done a great job of that. In fact, a friend of mine was in India the day that something like 2 million children were inoculated for polio in one day. How about that? And that was because of Rotary and some other partners. You may also know that Bill Gates Foundation has given Rotary a lot of money. You know, as you know, Bill Gates is spending his fortune on programs that benefit the world, especially healthcare, especially education. Well, he and Rotary have partnered, and his foundation has contributed millions of dollars. I think it may be hundreds of millions. I've forgotten the exact number, to help Rotary, to be a partner with Rotary, to do the work that they do, especially with regard to polio. So, Mr. Harris, 106 years ago, when you founded Rotary, I don't know if you, I know you were a visionary, but I don't know if you had any idea that it would come to this. And so that's today we congratulate the late Paul Harris and the three men who joined him in founding Rotary 106 years ago. I congratulate Rotarians around the world for the work that they do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not a Rotarian, if there's one in your area, meet a Rotarian, get to know them, find out about the club. You'll need to be invited. That's how you become a Rotarian, is a Rotarian invites you. If you are invited, please take advantage of it. It's the original and the largest international civic group in the world. And they don't just meet and eat rubber chicken and green beans and mashed potatoes. They contribute their money. They help raise money. And they give that money to worthy causes all over the world, including the eradication of polio around the globe. And that is working, folks. And that's because of something that happened 106 years ago today when the founding of the Rotary Club. Now take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.